WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road all week long. We're going to be at State Fair on Friday. Really looking forward to getting together with some friends out there and Preakness Week around here. We got other doings. And as a small business owner here, this one's going to be after my heart. It is a pleasure to welcome in a real American hero, decorated champion. My wife found out that Allison Felix was going to be on the show. She came in and she said, "Hey, you're the sports reporter. How many medals does she have?" And I said, "An ish load." I said, "I don't know exactly, but I'm going to ask first question that." First off, welcome in. Thanks for coming on behalf of something that's near and dear to my heart, because I am a small business owner. A pleasure to have you aboard today. Thanks for making some time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How many medals do you even know?
I have 11 from the Olympics. Yep.
Just 11. Okay. Well, Michael Phelps lives down the street here. So we have that going on here in Baltimore. So I know you guys have marched in and out of some stadiums together and probably on some planes together wearing the red, white, and blue. Tell me about your small business, because I think people think of you on the track. I think certainly I think of your business endeavors and having some wayward associations with some shoe companies, but also your pregnancy. You can read up on all of this, but business is the next thing, right? I mean, this is something you'll take with you the rest of your life, is that you are your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you know, all of the steps in my career really led me to starting my own business, Saish, and it came about organically. And we make women's footwear to fit the form of a female foot. And we just think that women deserve better. We're for and by women. And so that has really just been amazing to step right into that and be fulfilled by that work.
I'm getting old, and you know, my feet, I often think, like, there's got to be better science to a 54-year-old's feet. I'm a relatively slight guy. I shouldn't have these problems. Tell me about feet. And I mean, no one knows more about the science of this. I would trust you. Whatever you're telling me, I would listen to.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot about feet over the years, and especially as I've gone down this path. And what I learned is that there are differences between men and women's feet. And for women, our shoes have been made off the mold of a man's foot. And so when I learned that, I was like, we've got to change that. And so that's what my business focuses on, and just doing things differently. So it's been really, you know, it's been really great to go down this path.
I think for some people, it's easy, especially if you're an athlete, you get paid, you take endorsements, but then you actually open a business. And I've been at this a long, long time. I've been on the air 31 years. I've seen the Ray Lewis's and the Cal Ripkins and the giants in our town come in, and business is a little different. And I know you had some struggles along your way. And I think it's very different what you do than what Lamar Jackson is doing today, which is picking up a check, and he works in a team sport. It's very, very different. But endorsements and businesses and things that came along for you that probably put you to this point for the rest of your life to understand that it's not easy being in business for anyone.
Yeah, business is definitely a whole different realm. And I did learn a lot from my experiences. And I think the thing I learned most about is that you just want to be proud of the work that you do with whatever partner you have. And also when you do it by yourself, as I've, you know, gone down that path, I really get to control that. It gets to be authentic. It gets to be genuine. And I just, character and integrity is so important to me. And so that's at the core of everything we do, our mission.
Listen, my wife is a hiker. She's going to be hiking in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, probably as this airs on the 10th of actually of May, which is National Small Business Day. Tell me more about the feet and your business. I'm absolutely intrigued as to where my wife could go and learn more about that. My wife's a two-time leukemia survivor. She's always looking for an edge in whatever she can do to stay healthy. It's the most important thing. Tell me more about your company.
Absolutely. So my company is Saish, and she can go to Saish, SAYSH.com to hear our full story, to see the shoes that we create and be able to partake in all of that. And the business has just fulfilled me in so many ways. So I'm so excited that on National Small Business Day, now I can really turn my attention to my daughter and her own, the entrepreneurial spirit that she is already getting at 4 years old. And we're going to have some real fun with that.
Well, I see the picture behind you, and I do remember, you know, your pregnancy was, you know, obviously you were a very public figure at this time. How you doing? How's, we got business and all that. How's the runner? How's the athlete? How's the family woman? How's the one that we fall in love with every 4 years coming through our television?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I think it's challenging transitioning, from competitive sport into, the real world, but I'm enjoying every step of the way. Being present at home has been amazing. Being able to be there with my daughter, pick up and drop off and soccer games and all that good stuff. So, I'm really enjoying this next chapter for sure.
You know, haven't been a guy that's traveled around the world a little bit. And I actually went to Beijing in 07 with Ripken because baseball was a demonstration sport in Beijing. And I remember, the birds. That's like, what are your memories of all of this? And I would think the international travel, I've been to Brazil, I've been on the beach at Copacabana chasing the Rolling Stones years ago. So I've been to these places and I've, been to the top of Corcovado, I've immersed. Different when you're there trying to win, right? Trying to eat right, trying to stay healthy, trying to make sure all of that's going on. But through those memories, are there pieces of that that have nothing to do with the track that you're like, I got to see part of the world, or maybe something that you bring back for your business?
Yeah, I mean, when you're traveling, for competition, you definitely don't get to take in as much of the culture as you would want and, the sightseeing and all that. But it has been an incredible experience. I've been able to meet so many incredible people from all over the world and learn so many great lessons that I apply to every aspect of my life. Like you said, so much of what I learned, in the sports world, I use it every day in growing my business and working with my team and all of those things. So I'm so thankful that I've gotten to travel the world, gotten to compete and have all of that experience.
When did it come to you that the foot idea and sation and the fact that there was going to be life after this, right? That you always knew that. And I think in your own mind, you're always looking to the next competition when you're in, right? I mean, there was until a family came along, it was probably the only thing. But the business side of this, because you took endorsements and very famously fought with a shoe company, an apparel company as well. People can Google that as well. But for you in learning along these steps and understanding that there was you were going to be in business, you just weren't going to be a retired athlete giving speeches or doing these crazy radio segments.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely started to think about it as I, approached towards the end of my career. I started to think about the other things that I was passionate about, and of course, I became a mother, and so that was on the forefront of mind. And so, yeah, just really fostering my daughter's desires and ideas as well. So that's as National Small Business Day comes up, and as we think about, our kids and what we want to teach them. And I know a lot of parents out there, their kids have interests in small business. And so I'm working with HP and we're creating these resources for kids to be able to take part in National Small Business Day, resources like business plans and printables. My daughter, she's into baking. And so we came up with Cammie's Cookies and we're going to
I
do
was
a
going to
bake
ask if they were
sale.
lemonade, but they're not lemonade, it's cookies. Okay.
I did lemonade growing up for sure. That was my go-to, and I think even a little Kool-Aid. But she's doing cookies, so we have Cammie's
Delivered
cookies. And
newspapers. Your kid's never going to know what that is, right?
I know, isn't that weird that that's not a thing anymore? But yeah, it's a great jumping off point just to teach her. Obviously, business is so important in my life, and so I want her to understand that as well. We recently just started, she's four, so she's counting money and counting coins. And so I'm excited for this project with her. And HP has all these resources available for us to use, and we've been using our HP laptop and printer as well. So we're ready for Small Business Day.
Has she figured you out counting your medals yet, or no? I mean, does she know you're sort of a big deal, or no? She hadn't figured that out yet. She's still too little.
No, she's like, Mom, where is my snack? That is the most important thing in her life right now. And we'll tell her later on that, that I had some fun on the track.
Didn't you go to school to be a teacher? Am I wrong in that?
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I did, and I thought for a long time I was going to be in the classroom until life kind of took me in a different direction. But I have this passion for kids. My mom was a third grade teacher, and so education has been always been really important.
Well, it shines through in who you are and what you do, and it's been a pleasure spending a little bit of time with you. I'm very appreciative of your folks to bring you on to talk about something that I'm involved in, National Small Business Day, May 10th. Maybe I'll take the afternoon off if we get good weather here in Baltimore to honor myself, but to honor all small businesses. Everyone knows we've been at this 31 years. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary as a small AM radio station this summer, so we'll be celebrating that, and I want to celebrate with all the small business owners who support me and support what we do to support what we're doing out here. I really, really appreciate the time. You're done on the track, or are we gonna you done running, or no?
No, I think it's a wrap on the track, but viewers can go to instantinc.hp.com to get more of those resources, and I'll be the biggest cheerleader when Team USA goes to Paris.
All right. Well, sometimes it's more fun being out of the arena, just watching and clapping and not having that pressure. Allison Felix, she's got a lot of medals, a beautiful child, and is here on behalf of National Small Business Day, and we really appreciate her time. Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Now I want to go out and run fast and get better feet and Sesh, I got to know about that as well. You can find me out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. This week we're going to be at State Fair on Friday from 2 until 5 eating their delicious crab cake. Never a bad idea to go back and get a good one a second time. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.